The line of cars stretched down the highway as motorists cashed in on the four-year-old prices. The sign at the station read $3.54 a gallon, but Luke Hilgeman of Americans for Prosperity was pumping it for much less. He denied that the stunt was possible because of the group's wealthy donors.
We're selling gas today, the first 15 gallons at $1.84, to remind people what it was like to fill up their cars before the president's energy policies and economic policies took effect. And there's no greater place to see the effect of those policies than every day when you fill up your car.
You're funded by some rich people, right? The Koch brothers?
We are funded by 90,000 individual donors all across the country.
And some found the message persuasive. Amber Clemens of Marathon said high gas prices are one of the reasons she's voting for Mitt Romney.
Well, I have a family to take care of, and cheaper gas means more food on the table and other things that we can do as a family.
Jerry Roden of Wausau is also voting for Romney.
4 years, certainly not enough time to solve all of the problems that we're facing, but it's enough time to forge some significant progress, and we just haven't seen that.
Corey Hare of Chicago drove in for the cheap gas, but he's voting for Barack Obama. He says he's better off than he was 4 years ago.
The health care, the jobs, that helped me out, you know, and I'm doing good with my family.
Cody Behrens of Rib Mountain was also buying the gas, but not buying the message.
I just feel like Mitt Romney has been all over the place with his policies and his positions, and I really don't trust anything he's saying.
Behrens said he doesn't believe the president has any control over gas prices. In Rib Mountain, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.